This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at, sugary drinks hurt even skinny women's hearts, diabetes risk to skyrocket by the year 2030, and finally, a story about disc disease and heredity. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 335, recorded December 9th, 2011. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teeglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Women who drink sugary beverages every day may be raising their risk for heart disease, even if their habit is not packing on the pounds. Whatever the form, such as sweet tea, soda, or coffee drinks that look like desserts, women who drank two or more sweet beverages a day were at an increased risk for heart disease, even if they did not gain weight over the five-year study. This according to the findings presented recently at the American Heart Association's meeting in Orlando, Florida, in the United States. Large studies in the past, including the ongoing Framingham Heart Study, which is now in its 63rd year, have linked drinking sugar-sweetened beverages to heart disease. There are some calories that come at you like a nuclear attack, said Dr. Stephanie Coulter, director for the Center for Women's Heart and Vascular Health at the Texas Heart Institute. Eating complex carbohydrates, such as oatmeal, causes glucose, which is a sugar, to be released slowly into the blood. But have a sugar drink, and all the sugar comes rushing into your system, according to Coulter. And if the body has lost the ability to use the hormone insulin to regulate blood sugar, which is a condition called insulin resistance, the extra sugar remains circulating in the blood. Daily blasts of too high blood sugar can disrupt metabolism in several ways. High sugar levels increase triglycerides, lower good cholesterol, and prompt the body to make an especially damaging smaller molecule of bad cholesterol. Too much sugar also raises levels of inflammation, another risk factor for heart disease. Remember to discuss all nutritional questions with your qualified healthcare professional. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. The International Diabetes Federation predicts that at least 1 in 10 adults could have diabetes by the year 2030, this according to its latest statistics. In a report issued recently, the advocacy group estimated that 552 million people could have diabetes in two decades' times, based on factors like aging and demographic changes. Currently, the group says that about one adult in 13 has diabetes. The figure includes both types of diabetes as well as cases that are undiagnosed. The group expects the number of cases to jump by 90%, even in Africa, where infectious diseases have previously been the top killer. Without including the impact of increasing obesity, the International Diabetes Federation said its figures were conservative. According to the World Health Organization, there are about 346 million people worldwide suffering with diabetes, with more than 80% of deaths occurring in developing countries. The agency projects diabetes deaths will double by the year 2030 and said the International Diabetes Federation's prediction was possible. The projected future rise in diabetes cases was because of aging rather than the obesity epidemic. Most cases of diabetes are type 2, the kind that mainly hits people in middle age, and is linked to weight gain and a sedentary lifestyle. Remember to discuss all exercise and nutritional questions with your qualified healthcare professional. Surf to our show notes for links. The traditional view that the etiology of lumbar disc herniation is primarily due to age, gender, occupation, smoking, and exposure to vehicular vibration dominated much of the last century. Recent research indicates that hereditary factors may be largely responsible for the degeneration as well as herniation of intervertebral discs. Since 1998, genetic influences have been confirmed by the identification of several gene forms associated with disc degeneration. The researchers are paving the way for a better understanding of the biologic mechanisms. Now, many researchers unanimously agree that lumbar disc herniation appears to be similar to other complex diseases whose etiology has both environmental and hereditary influence, each with a part of contribution and relative risk. Then addressing the etiological factors of lumbar disc herniation, it is important to integrate hereditary with the environmental factors. Surf to our show notes for the full study. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave with the following quote from Albert Einstein. If people are good only because they fear punishment and hope for reward, then we are a sorry lot indeed. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglin.
Oh, sweet lady, running like a stream. Don't look back because you know your hands are clean. You make believe that the past was just a dream. You make believe the past was just a dream. Turn around, turn around, and I will sing for you a song. I don't know just where you've been, but you've been gone too long. Oh, Eliza said you must begin again, and all the roads that you have walked are coming to an end. Well, I was your lover, but I thought I was your friend. I loved you, but I thought I was your friend. Turn around, oh, turn around, and I will sing for you a song. And I don't know just where you've been, but you've been gone too long. Oh, sweet lady, stand beside the sea. Maybe you can find a little time to think of me. Won't you please remember what I tried so hard to be? Yeah, remember what I tried so hard to be. So turn around, oh, turn around, and I will sing for you a song. Been gone too long. Too long, 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 long. Been gone, gone too long. Said you've been gone too long. Da 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 da.
Thank you.